Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. A couple of things catching up from the last hour. I talked to Maggie off the air. If you were listening to that hour, we were trying to finish up. She wanted to tell me one other thing. What she wanted to tell me was that she'd been using her organic program and how big and healthy and productive the vegetable garden plants had been. So I wanted to pass that on to you. It does work. Works extremely well. Fleas, finishing up the conversation that we started a little bit about fleas. Yeah, the little Tater, our little dog, had, for the first time in a long time, has had some fleas. They're little bitty fleas, are very few. They're hard to find in his white fur. And it's just indicated that this year there's been a lot of fleas, a lot of reports and so forth and so on. We've recommended, and some of the vets that we talked to have recommended Comfortis in the past, which is a spinosad product to take internally, you know, instead of those spot on the back of the neck toxic things. I have found I was going to buy some Comfortis for Tater, and I found it's hard to find. They're the vet's offices, and you have to get it through, a prescription. They're not recommending it as much as a couple of others. There's one that'll last 3 months, which some of my friends that are vets don't recommend. They like the stuff that doesn't last quite that long. In other words, not that toxic to the system. NexGard is one that has been recommended as a replacement for the Comfortis if you are having trouble, like I just had, finding the Comfortis product. But without question, and I haven't done it, you know, I've been out of town so much and everything, I haven't put out the beneficial nematodes myself for this little flare-up of fleas, and it'll probably take care of the whole thing. I'll do that and probably try this NexGard and see if it works as well as the Comfortis has. The other thing is on garlic and onions, that subject came up, and I wanted to add one more comment. I'm actually harvesting my garlic right now, and people have had not good luck with all the rain this year with potatoes and onions in some cases. Onions, if you do have good production, can they be left in the soil? And the answer is yes. On garlic, no. Once the garlic starts turning brown, its foliage starts going downhill, which mine has done, you need to start harvesting it. And I'm actually a little bit behind. I harvested part of it, huge, big bulbs and really healthy-looking stuff, but it kind of happened fairly early considering the weather that we've had. So if you haven't harvested your garlic, you need to look at it. Harvest some, see what it looks like, and then if you need to, go ahead and get them out. You leave garlic in the soil, what happens is the bulbs start breaking apart. The cloves start detaching, coming undone from the bulb, and they're still fine to eat at that point. They're medicinal and culinary value and everything is still there, but their storage capacity is not very good at all. So go ahead and get them out of the ground and put into a, you know, just a cool, unsunny, unwet place, and they'll last for you quite a while. Let's see. Harold is next up in Grand Prairie. Hello, Harold. Harold, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, after the situation this week at Love Field involving the rocks, I think it's now time to consider organic gardening as a key part of public safety. Had that area at Love Field been in some ground cover, trees, you would know what to plant there. Instead of having rocks, huge rocks, in an area that's already nothing but concrete to begin with.
You know, I think that's a great point, Harold. I've always worried about that when I see these landscapes with these gigantic boulders used that are just, you know, sitting there waiting for somebody to pick up and use as a weapon, you know. I totally agree.
I guess because the Dallas police officers were put in jeopardy, the public, the whole delay to the flight system.
Yeah,
even a lot of, you know, had that area, I don't know which landscape architect or who is responsible since that's a city property, but that could be a starting point to greatly enhance the knowledge of organic gardening and public safety in a public facility.
I think you got a great point.
And whatever I could do on that to convince the city of Dallas, people come in from out of town, we want them seeing Dallas, Texas with greenery, not with rocks.
I totally agree. You can start it yourself, and I think the public, you know, when I try to complain, they'll say, oh, you're just complaining about somebody else's work, you know, but the public complains about it and offers a suggestion of going with, you know, native plants, edible crops, you know, combination of the two. It'd be a much, much better way to go and could be even an educational situation. Yeah. Good idea.
Hey, thank you, Howard. I'll work on it, and thank you for all the good work you keep doing, man.
I appreciate it. That's good thoughts. Thank you, Harold.
You bet.
I put a photograph on Facebook that would fit into that thought process. One of the pictures I took when I was up in Oregon last week was a beautiful ground cover that was in bloom, beautiful pink blooms. And I knew what it was when I saw it from a distance, but I went ahead, got close, and took some pictures and put one of them on Facebook. And it's creeping thyme, the herb thyme, used as a ground cover. And it's pretty foliage even when it's not flowering, but it makes a beautiful flower display for full sun and would be something that would be quite a bit better than those boulders that were used in the landscaping he was talking about. And if you don't know the whole story, what this fella did that they ended up shooting at Love Field, it caused all the problem. The way it started, he picked up these big boulders and smashed them into the windows of the police officer's car windshield. That's how the whole thing got started and turned into a unfortunate situation where this guy got killed by the cops. Let's see who is next up. Ann. Well, Ann's turn in Corsicana, Texas. Hi, Ann.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well.
I have a fairly large bed of asparagus, but amazingly, it has survived the last few years of drought and then the last couple of years of floods. And we've got a lot of berries on it right now. And I want to know, can you propagate the berries? Is it easier to just go ahead and try to split the crowns, or can you even do that? Or what should I do? Are the berries just cute and something for the birds? Or
no, you can propagate. It's a good news, bad news thing. And the berries will germinate and grow new, small asparagus plants, and you can grow them into additional asparagus. That's the good side. The bad side of that is that the asparagus plants that are females that produce the berries do not produce as much spears. You won't have as good a production. You'll have smaller spears and less of them. So it's a good news, bad news situation. To have the biggest, healthiest spears, you want to get rid of the girls and have just the boys left.
Okay.
In this situation.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way, but that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, great. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate the call. That's the same thing with Chinese pistachio. People ask me about, well, one of my Chinese pistachio trees has berries on it and the other one doesn't. Well, the one with berries is the female, and you're going to see that those female trees that produce the berries will be weaker trees. They'll tend to develop chlorosis easier and a discoloring of the foliage. They'll tend to be a little smaller and not as healthy. It's just one of the facts of life about some of the plants. There probably are some situations where the female plants are far superior. And, of course, if you're trying to produce the fruit and propagate or have the production for food, you know, you've got to have the flowering and fruit. But when plants are male and female on separate plants, you do run into that issue that we were talking about there. Let's see who is next. Grayford, Texas, Elaine's turn. Hello, Elaine. Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Calling. We are harvesting our potatoes, and I know you're a great fan of peat moss as far as storaging bulbs as an example.
Right.
Wondering if the same thing would hold true for potatoes if we were keeping them in a bin.
Oh, absolutely. That's the first place I ever tried storing things like that was with Irish potatoes, and they'll store beautifully, and it shows perfectly why peat moss is not a good soil improvement thing to use, but great for keeping things from rotting.
Okay, perfect. That's what we'll do.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much. All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with Smart Pot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com. That's smartpots.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for a Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see what's next up here. Let's go talk to John in Santa Cruz. Hello, John.
Hey, Howard. Yeah, I got this problem here. Maybe some other people have the same problem. I've got an apricot. It's actually an aprium. It's been in the ground about, this is the fourth summer.
Okay.
As a bare root. It's been doing very, very well with this one almost fatal exception. It has these cankers on it, which are weeping.
Hmm.
Amber sap.
Okay.
Along the bark, mostly towards the top, but it's starting to migrate down the trunk. And I believe it is what's called gumosis, apricot gumosis. Because I've looked it up on the internet. I've seen some pretty good articles on it. And the photographs, it's exactly what my tree is doing.
Okay.
And what I've read, there's no real solution to it.
Yeah, it's not normally anything but a cosmetic problem. I guess it's kind of like galls. If it gets too heavy, that it would indicate that there's enough stress in the tree that something's going on and it might go downhill. I think gumosis is caused by some level of stress, just like, okay, you know, a lot of the issues that we talk about. You said you planted these bare-rooted. How long ago?
I believe this is the fourth summer.
Okay.
And it seems to just really want to live, but something's trying to take it out.
Okay. I would bet you money, and I'd give you real good odds, that the trees are too deep in the ground.
Really?
Yeah. I was telling people in my last talk, it's literally 100% of the time when somebody's having trouble with fruit trees and I get an opportunity to see the trees or to see a photograph,
yeah,
that they're too deep in the ground, and usually way too deep in the ground. People will tend to take a fruit tree and look at the base of it, and they'll see a little swelling down there,
right,
or a little dog leg,
right,
and they put that pretty close to the surface of the soil. Well, if you do that, you will have planted the tree about 8 inches or more too deep in the ground, because that's the graft union, and it's way above the flare.
Okay, well, in this case, that graft union, I know what that is. It is visible above the ground, maybe 4 or 5 inches up.
Okay, well, even with that, trust me, take a what I use on small trees that's very effective. If you can find a stiff brush of any kind, but I use a horse brush,
mm-hmm,
literally,
mm-hmm,
and just brush that soil away from the base so you get down to where the flare is actually going out and turning into the roots and have that exposed to air. It's incredibly important. And then the second step would just be to use the entire sick tree treatment that you've maybe heard Logan doing a little recitation of. And it's a process. It's getting that flare exposed and then putting out the organic amendments and spraying the plant and the soil with this Garrett juice mixture. And I think you can see the gummosis, maybe not to go totally away. Gummosis is a fairly common kind of thing, but you shouldn't be seeing very much of it, and you should see the production of your apricots just go through the roof.
Okay. Well, it takes out a limb once. It takes out one limb a year.
Yeah.
From the top. That's what I've noticed. I think this is the fourth limb.
Well, when you spray the Garrett juice on your trees, in this case, I would add the BioSafe product, the hydrogen peroxide, or you just use a generic hydrogen peroxide in addition to the other ingredients in the Garrett juice one time only, then just go back to just the Garrett juice.
Okay. And lastly, before we go, when I fertilize, what I use for fertilizer for all my trees, the avocados and plums and all, I get 50-pound bags of alfalfa pellets.
Okay, that's good.
Store,
that's good.
And I put that all around the base. Now, what I've always been confused about, I've never asked anybody, and this is a good time to ask, is when I put the pellets down, let's say we just cleared the trunk so that the trunk can breathe, the roots can breathe. Now, when we put pellets down, we've gone and we've covered that up again. We've covered up the tree trunk.
Well, don't put the mulch down at the trunk. The way we mulch, and this is something I've changed my recommendations on through the years, mulch needs to be just moderately thick out away from the trunk, 2 inches or so at the most. You don't need a huge thick layer like I used to recommend. It's okay if it's thick way away from the trunk, but as it gets closer and closer to the trunk, it needs to get thinner and thinner and thinner, and at the trunk be zero.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
All right, well, that probably answers the question. I'll call you in a year.
Okay, take pictures before and after. I think we'll see some dramatic improvement here.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. It's Ryan's turn in Carrollton. Hello, Ryan.
Hello?
Is this Ryan?
It is.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a question about my tomato plants. This happens every year. The leaves turn yellow, and then eventually they dry up and die, and it starts at the bottom and moves up.
Yep. Classic disease called early blight. There are some people that call it southern blight and other things, and sometimes it can be a combination of them, but early blight is the most common thing. Let's talk about the whole issue when we come back, so we're not rushed. Can you hang on with me?
I sure can.
Okay, I'll be back in just a little bit. Here on Dirt Doctor Radio, telephone number is 866-444-3478. The newsletter that we put out that's free can be signed up for right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And also you can learn about our school. I'll tell you about that when I get back. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were chatting with Ryan in Carrollton and talking about tomatoes with yellow leaves on the bottom that move up. This is, you there, Ryan?
Yes, I am.
This is the classic disease that everybody has. It just depends on when it hits and how severely it hits. When you planted your tomatoes, did you do the organic bed preparation that I recommend and use cornmeal by any chance?
I didn't use cornmeal. I used compost and dried molasses.
Okay. The cornmeal is very, very important. So next crop, next time, if you plant again now for a fall crop or next spring, make cornmeal around the tomatoes a definite part of the ingredients, because cornmeal stimulates trichoderma, which is a beneficial fungus that really helps to shut down that problem. It won't eliminate it. It just kind of helps delay it and make it less intense.
Okay.
Now that it's on the plants and growing, what I recommend that you do is spray regularly with Garrett juice mixture and add to the mixture cornmeal juice. put about a cup of whole ground cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water. And if you let it set, there's debate about this, about how long you need to leave it in there, but it's probably a good idea to leave it in there an hour or two and strain the solids out and use that cornmeal juice as to replace, you know, some of the water in the Garrett juice mixture. And okay. It really, really works well. The other thing that will help with that problem is hydrogen peroxide, the BioSafe commercial product that contains hydrogen peroxide is labeled specifically for that kind of use.
Okay. And when I plant it next year, I have a fairly small garden, so I just dig holes. I like pull the mulch away if there's a thick layer and put the amendments on top, but I don't really turn it.
That's good. I'm glad that's the best thing for the soil, because the soil develops these layers of biological activity and you foul it up when you till. That's fine. Just put the cornmeal on the surface. You can mix it in water and put it on liquid and it'll soak down in real well. There's several different ways you could do it.
But okay. When I do, if I create the cornmeal for the Garrett juice spray, can I just use regular cornmeal from the grocery store?
You can, but regular, this is a good news, bad news story too. The regular cornmeal in the grocery store is mm-hmm. the starchy endosperm of the corn. It has the bran and the germ taken away.
Okay.
So if you get whole ground cornmeal, which the grocery stores will have, it'll just cost more money and be harder to find. And that's why we normally, for this horticultural use, we recommend going to the garden center or the feed store and getting, you know, the ground-up cornmeal that's used in animal feeds and things like that. There are some people that are even using cracked corn and deer corn and grinding it up and making their own. You know,
wow.
any kind of corn will work. It's just that the whole ground cornmeal is the entire corn kernel ground up, mm-hmm. so it's got all the good stuff still in it.
And is that different than cornmeal gluten?
Yeah, corn gluten meal is the protein. When they make high fructose corn syrup and some other products, what's kicked off as a byproduct is this gluten, corn gluten meal. And that's real high protein, and that's how it gets its fertilizer value. It has about 9 to 10% nitrogen, functions as a very good organic fertilizer, and also has pre-emergent herbicidal powers if it's put out before the seed germinate. And it actually has some antifungal properties as well, which we have discovered on golf courses. But I think for the general use for disease control, whole ground cornmeal is the best way to go.
Okay. And then I have one last question.
Okay.
I trimmed all of the dead branches and leaves and whatnot off of the tomatoes. They're about 4 feet tall, but they have about 3 feet of like bare stems underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just give up on them for the spring, or do you think it's worth?
Well, are they still producing on top?
Yeah, they have some tomatoes, you know, not as much as I'd like. But
well, if they're producing any at all, I'd probably continue to use them and take out some of the others and get a fall crop going and put plenty of cornmeal in with this fall crop planting, and it's time to do that right now.
Okay. Well, that's it. I really do appreciate all your help.
Oh, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to John in Dallas. Hi, John.
Hi. The problem that I have is with birds and squirrels on my fruit. And so if at the time that you're thinning the fruit, if you put each 1-inch fruit inside a plastic bag and stapled it to the on each side of the limb, that would protect it. What's the downside?
Well, the downside is that it's going to take an awful lot of time to do that, John, and I wouldn't do it with plastic. People do it with paper bags and with mesh bags, but if you did plastic, I think the inability of it to breathe properly would be a problem. But other than putting some kind of covering on the fruit is fine. Other than that, if you've got the time to do it.
Well, that's not a big orchard, but it gets just decimated by the birds.
Yeah, the birds and the squirrels are a problem. There is no question about it. There's a product on the market. You may have to buy it mail order because I don't know if the garden centers are good about keeping it in stock in the feed stores, but they may. I'd check there first. But it's called Bird Scare Flash Tape. Bird Scare Flash Tape is a Mylar tape that's red on one side and it's silver on the other. You hold it in your hand sideways and pull it, attach it to a post or a fence or something that's taller than the plants that you're trying to protect, or you can attach it to the top of the tree that's on one end, and then pull it out. And when you pull it out sideways like that, it's spiraled, you know, the tape is. And you take it all the way to the other side of the garden and attach it to a fence post, telephone pole, another tree. If you can go above the trees or above the plants that you're trying to protect, it's best. And if you crisscross, it works even better. As the wind moves this tape, it gives the birds and the squirrels to a degree the sense that it's fire and repels pretty darn well. It's a product that works very well, and it's inexpensive.
Okay. Well, I'll try that. Thank you.
Give it a whirl and let me know how it works for you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see who is next. Robin's turn in Philadelphia. What's up, Robin?
Hey, Howard. I've really appreciated all your help and ordered the gazillion-dollar Howard Garrett juice last summer, and my garden is the envy of everybody around me.
Okay, good.
So first things first. Okay, last night some deer had dessert on my roses, ate all my roses, and I've been fighting black spot, so that's a twofold question. Black spot and then deer deterrent.
Well, it shows how palatable roses are. You know, that's why we try to keep the toxic chemicals off of them, because they're good for people as well as for deer. The product that's still on the market that I didn't realize that I would recommend you look for is called Deer Scram.
Yep, that's what I have. I did not put it down yet.
It works better if it's not in the bag.
That's usually the case. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a gallon of it because we have a lot of deer, and I have a neighbor who feeds them. Hello? So,
okay. Well, it works. Get the Deer Scram out. It works. We've had some some developments that had real big deer problem, and they used it in the entire development and just had tremendous success with the product.
Excellent. Okay, and then black spot. I'm past malathion and things like that.
Yeah, you don't want to use – that's for insects anyway, and a terrible chemical. What you use for black spots, the overall organic program, we've got the organic rose program on our website right under guides, the guides button on the homepage. And the sprays that are specifically good for black spot – would be what we've talked about on other diseases, the hydrogen peroxide, the cornmeal juice, baking soda and water, potassium bicarbonate and water, and the commercial product Serenade. All of those work very well on the black spot, which is a fungal disease. It's a fungus.
And does it come from the roots up?
No, it's just that particular fungus just is manifest in the foliage. But I would drench the Garrett juice by itself into the foliage as part of the situation, and I'd put the cornmeal, horticultural cornmeal, just like we were talking on the fruit trees and tomatoes, on the soil as well as turning it into a juice to spray on the foliage.
Okay, I will do that.
Okey-doke.
And then last but not least, I bought a beautiful little winter-tolerant crepe myrtle last year, and the, quote, association where I live pulled it out. Now they're going to let me bring it back, so I'll wait till fall when it's dormant, as I took it to my daughters. That, too, should be pretty well its roots canopy exposed.
Yeah, any woody plant needs to have the flare exposed. It doesn't matter what the plant is.
Right. Well, I had a stressed out one last year, and I, on my hands and knees, got as much of the root system visible. It's planted next to a building. So, but it's very happy and healthy right now, and it got a March garret juice even before the snow was melted.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So everybody's envious and happy, and I've given them your name and address.
All right, spread the word up there for us, and we're going to be not in Philly, but I'll be near Pittsburgh in the fall, so you can spread the word out there. Maybe some of the people from Philly can come over to see us.
Yeah, and then at some point we've got several arboretums, and they would be so blessed to have you come at one of them. And
I'd love to speak to any and all of them. That'd be terrific. See if you can get anybody interested.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Yeah, we're speaking a lot more. I'm traveling quite a bit, speaking a lot more. But one place we haven't had much luck yet is getting the Arboretum to be interested in organics and bring us in to talk. So wherever you are in the country, if you're on any of the boards or committees or anything and could bring that up, we'd love to get more involved and place where organics should be being used, especially when it's kids' gardens, which is what a lot of them are. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActis probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And for those of you that missed the interview I had with Jim LaValle about the Kyolic in the second hour, I wanted to remind you that that Kyolic aged garlic that we recommend so highly is available in the health food stores and places that sell vitamins and supplements and all that kind of thing. But you can get a free sample of it if you want to try it out, and I'd recommend it highly. The number to get the free sample is 800-421-2998. 800-421-2998 for a free sample of Kyolic aged garlic. Here is Justin, Benbrook, Texas. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, my wife and I just bought about 3 acres west of Benbrook Lake.
Good for you.
And we're about to start building the house.
Okay.
Going through all that fun stuff. And so I'd like to get started on the real fun, which is the dirt and the grass and the trees and everything. And so just wondering kind of what my first couple steps should be in terms of getting everything ready.
All right, good for you. Is this a wooded lot?
You know, the neighbor took all the trees, apparently, because I've got a couple scraggly ones and mostly just native grasses and some wildflowers.
Okay. Whatever trees you have, try to protect them. Fence them off physically and put some shredded tree trimmings mulch around them and keep the traffic during the construction off of those areas. When people have existing trees, we talk a lot more detail about how to protect all the existing stuff. The native plants that are there as far as wildflowers and native grasses, if you want to save any of that, you do kind of the same thing. You'd use the shredded tree trimmings as a mulch so that the people working on the site are walking around and driving and storing equipment on the mulch rather than directly on the bare ground fouling up what's growing there. You see what I mean? And even yeah. even if the plants aren't totally protected, you've protected the soil so that when the construction process is over, not only will you have protected the soil during the time period of construction, you will have made the soil a little better. Because that shredded mulch breaking down builds carbon in the soil. It helps the trace minerals. It helps biological activity. And it would really be worth doing. Plus, it keeps people out of the mud while they're working on your project. Other than that, I'd just get a design done by a landscape contractor or landscape architect, whoever you want to work with, and start thinking about, you know, where are you going to put what, and have it part of the creation of the house, not do it as an afterthought, you know, after the house is there and you're saying, okay, now what are we going to do about landscaping? Design it all together.
And what about solarizing in the area where I want to put the garden?
Be fine. It'd be a good way to go with the native grasses and with the time period you're going to be dealing with, because you're getting into the heat of the summer, which is the best time to solarize, and you've got time, because I'm sure that the construction on the house is going to take up the better part of a year, and it takes several weeks, if not months, for solarizing to actually kill things out enough to, you know, have a good starting point for the garden.
Well, that's great. We're excited to get started.
Well, what I would do, and there's some debate about whether black plastic or clear plastic is best. Some people say clear plastic is better for solarization because it creates a greenhouse effect. I've had other people tell me that they had great luck solarizing with black plastic. So you can use either one, I think, is the bottom line there. But what you want to do is wet the area really well and then put the plastic over the area and then use little soil berms on the edge so you really seal the edge down well. So you've created, you know, a greenhouse type effect, and it just barbecues everything under that plastic. If you take the plastic up after about, 3 weeks or something like that, re-wet it and then reseal it, you get a more thorough kill. You will kill some of the beneficial microbes at the surface of the soil, but you're not killing anything down in the soil, and then it redevelops really very quickly. So it's a good way to go when you have the time to do it, which it sounds like you do.
Yeah, we've got some time to get ready for it. And, you know, I kind of looked at the history of the land. It looked like it was mostly for ranching, and I don't think any farming was done. So I'm not sure if any detox is necessary, but I definitely want to start, you know, doing some level of fertilization out there.
Well, on the rest of the area where you're not doing the solarization, just go ahead and put out one of the basic organic fertilizers, or like a caller mentioned earlier in the show, alfalfa, just straight alfalfa, and let it start doing its thing during the construction process. I think that'd be fine. And the more of that shredded native tree trimmings you put out, the better, because you can get that material for free from tree care companies that are working in the area and just put it all over everywhere. And if it's in the way of construction, they can just scrape it away and move it away into a pile and use it some other way. But you really almost can't get too much of that. That's the most important thing I'd recommend that you do.
All right. Appreciate your help.
Good luck with the project.
All right.
Talk to you later. Thanks, everybody. Great show today. Had fun and talked about a lot of interesting subjects. If you have a question during the week, go to dirtdoctor.com. Check out our new course, the Natural Organic Certification Course. The information's right there on the homepage. As the windows change when you go to the homepage, it'll tell you all about the course and how to sign up for it. Enjoy your gardening this week, and don't forget to feed the birds. We'll see you next time.